Well, hello there, cute one. You, who else? You alone? Me too. My friends think a Halloween party's boring and a bit childish. Right? I don't think they've ever been to one either. And definitely not the right ones, because does anything here look like it's for children? Exactly. You like my costume? Yeah? Do you know what it is? Not a witch. Not a witch. I know, the hat. I'm a magician. Maybe not typical for Halloween, but that's the point. Why would I dress up as everyone else, right? And besides, I like this one because it represents, in a way, my own person. One could say that, yeah, that I do magic. We'll get back to that a little later, though. You're a shy one, aren't you? It's okay. I like them like that. I think it's adorable, honestly. What? No, of course it doesn't put me off. I mean, I'm still here, right? Besides, you would be surprised how many boys get intimidated by me. Even the ones that from the outside looking in seem like they're confident and got game. Trust me, I broke quite a few players. Yeah, I guess that's part of my magic. You really pay attention when I talk, don't you? You really listen with focus. I like that. It's a good sign. Sign of what? You'll see. You will see, mister. What was that? No, I didn't hear anything. What'd I miss? A scratching? In the wardrobe? Oh, that. Yeah, I heard it this time. Wait, did it scare you? Really? Come on, what do you think it was? What? No, don't worry. Things like that aren't real. Why would I be scared of ghosts? I've never encountered one. Listen, I know it's Halloween and the chilly aura and whatnot, but come on. Trust me, I've been in this house many times before. You're safe. You're safe with me. I'll protect you. Aw, come here. Give me a hug. By the way, I'm really curious. I wanted to ask, but kept forgetting. Do you like older women at all? Okay. What do you like about them? Or us, I should say. I know it's not easy when you're put on the spot like that, but I really would like to know. Okay, maybe a bit differently then. Do you think that, perhaps, it's the experience? You know, girls your age, how much have they really lived through, right? The stuff they can offer is greatly limited. Yeah, I thought so. Perhaps it's also that they're usually way more attracted to older men, too. They can't, appreciate a sweet boy, a sweet young man like you. Someone who will treat them right, equal, with care. They still chase that one in a million. The big bad guy who has everything. So many options, yet he's going to choose them. Like that makes any sense, right? The subject is well known to me. You know, I struggle with a similar issue. Not all young men like you are into experienced women like me. No, they're rather looking for somebody to take care of, rather than somebody to take care of them. They want silly, gullible, inexperienced 18-year-olds. Easy to manipulate, make them dependent, you know, the safer choice. Or sometimes they think that we wouldn't be able to find a mutual understanding, connection. You understand, due to the age gap. At least that's what some of them have told me before. I personally believe it comes out of insecurity. You know, they're scared to embarrass themselves before an experienced woman. Even though they shouldn't be, just like you shouldn't be. I don't mind it. I like being a teacher. I even prefer it. I prefer to dominate over a guy. Especially a handsome one like yourself. I like being a mommy, you know? I enjoy giving all my love to somebody who deserves it. Somebody who's worth the effort. Somebody like you. Yes, you. See, this is what I'm talking about. You don't even know your own worth, darling. You really need someone like me to show it to you. And believe me, there are various ways to do so. That's my sweet little secret for now. But what do you say we move somewhere more private? Don't worry, I won't do anything to you. Bad, that is. Give me your hand. I know a different room we can sneak into. Nobody will bother us there. I promise nothing will be scratching over there. There, now, isn't it better already? Nobody is passing by. It's quieter. We got more privacy. Yeah, the doors are really good. They block most of the sounds. Do you want to get on the bed with me? My legs are getting tired from standing for so long. There's no chairs anywhere here, as you can see. Come here. Don't be shy. I won't bite. Great. Now, where were we? Oh yes, the mysteries of older women and sweet young men like you. You see, there's something alluring about the unknown, the uncharted territories. And darling, you're a whole new world waiting to be explored. I can't help but wonder what secrets you're hiding beneath that charming exterior. Are you ready to let me in on some of your secrets? It's fine if you don't want to rush. We're not in a hurry. Not in any hurry at all, sweetheart. I'm very, very patient. Especially when it's worth it. We can take our time, explore this enchanted evening together at our own pace. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable or anything, moving this close to you. No, it's fine. And this is what I'm talking about. You're willing to go against yourself to make sure you don't go against me. It's okay, honey. I can tell you're pretty nervous. I'll step back a little. I care about you being comfortable. I noticed the faster breathing. Your heart must be pounding right now. Just relax, cutie. Breathe. You're doing good, I promise. Like I said before, I'm familiar with this kind of immediate response. I don't have an issue with it. I like it. I like knowing that I can have such an effect on your mind, on your body. It excites me more than anything else. So I don't want you to worry about losing me or anything like that. I'm not one of them 18-year-olds. I'm here to guide you, to show you the wonders of this magical realm. And when you're ready, you'll discover that the most enchanting journeys are the ones taken with someone who truly cares. There you go, see? You're feeling more and more relaxed. Now that I moved a bit, now that you heard what I think, now that you trust me a little more, this is the magic I was talking about earlier. A fully grown woman's magic. We know exactly what to do to a guy. What to say to a guy. We've gathered experiences, lessons, and stories over the years that make us intriguing. It's the kind of magic that only comes with time. We've learned to savor the moments, to appreciate every touch, every sensation. And we're eager to share this enchantment with someone special. When a grown woman like me touches you, it's not just physical. It's a journey of the senses. I know how to make you feel cherished, desired, and alive in a way you've never experienced before. It's the magic of the anticipation, of building desire slowly until it becomes an irresistible force. You see, with me, it's not just about the destination. It's about the thrilling journey we take together. Now that you know, are you ready to explore? Do I have your trust? Will you let me lead you, teach you, guide you? Are you willing to take the risk? I just need you to confirm that you're ready to submit. Be under my control. Excellent. Let's write our own spell tonight. And it'll be a story you'll remember for a lifetime. Stand up for me, darling. And come here. Closer. Closer. This costume was fun for the party, but I want you to see my real outfit for the night. It's something I'm sure you'll enjoy. You may start with the top and then move down to the bottom. I want you to undress me. I know you're new to this. It's okay. Take your time. You'll get used to it eventually. There you go. Now, helping me with the shirt should be a walk in the park. I'll put my hands up for you. Go on. Don't be shy. There's no need to be. I'll do the same to you in a second. Good boy. Now, do you see something you like? You're adorable. And now the skirt. There's still more red for you to see underneath. Good job. Now you get to see my real Halloween outfit. Do you like it? I always use this sexy red lingerie. You know, in case somebody is meant to see it. And now, it just so happens that somebody is you. Finally, I've been thinking about kissing you for the longest. Ever since the beginning of our conversation. Lay down for me. Shh, you're fine. Just relax, honey. I promise, I won't do anything you don't like. Not even one thing you don't like. There it is. Look at that young, eager cock. All rock hard for me already. You must really want this. That's it, baby. Close your eyes. Close your eye, or no, look at me. I want you to watch me. Fuck, I want you so bad right now. Do you want me to? Here, let me take the top off for you. I know you want to see these. Catch. You want to touch them, don't you? Come here. Touch me. Touch those big titties. Yeah, grab them. Squeeze them. Hard. Fuck, that's it. Good boy. I'm so wet for you right now. I'm gonna get on top of you. You want it, huh? You want an older woman to fuck you? That's it, baby. Let mommy take care of you. Lay still for me. Ah, Oh, yes. All the way inside me. Oh, fuck, baby. Ah, that's it. Keep squeezing my tits like that. I'm gonna fuck you now. I will ride your cock like no young girl ever could. After this, you'll never want to experience anything else ever again. That's it, boy. Let me use that cock. Just lay there and take it. Take it all like a good boy. Be a good boy for mommy. Here, you can suck on my tits too. I know you want to. Are you getting close? Yeah? Does it feel too good? Are you not going to stop it? You don't have to, baby. You don't have to stop it. Oh, let it all out. Oh, it's okay. Oh, fill me up, baby. Oh, fill up that mature pussy. Give it all to me, baby. I want it. Oh, I want it so bad. Yeah, that's it. Oh, good boy. Oh, my God. Good boy. Oh, such a good fucking boy for me. All of that cum. Oh, deep inside me. It feels so good. Oh, so warm. I'm very proud of you, sweetheart. I sure hope this isn't our last time doing this. You don't have any plans for next weekend, do you?